welcome to the Mr. Brown Show. I'm Mr. Brown.
This is Steve.
And I'm Ina.
Hey, Brown, did you hear the news?
What?
2008, the F1 is coming to Singapore.
F1 is the Chinese sport band.
No lah, it's the racing car one. Vroom, vroom,
oh,
very
Formula
fast one.
I thought F4. Oh, F4, that one is called F4. Sorry.
So yeah, I think it's going to be a really challenging circuit for the drivers, especially in Singapore.
I think in more ways than one, man.
And we're here at beautiful Marina Bay in the Singapore leg of the 2008 F1. The cars are at the starting line of this night race, the first ever in a street circuit, straining at the leash to blast off.
Yes, Murray, they look ready to tear through the street circuit designed to take you through some of the toughest streets of this lovely island state. Today's route will take us through some of the toughest straights of Singapore.
Before we begin the race, let's go over to our reporter from the local TV station, Charlene, who will give us the feeling from the street.
Hi everyone, I'm here at the street level, asking one of the locals what he feels about the F1 coming to Singapore. Hey sir, how do you feel about the F1 coming to Singapore?
Why they have to close so many roads? Walao. Make until I cannot go home watch my Channel 8 drama. This kind of F1 car is allowed in Singapore, meh?
Thank you, sir. As you can see, Murray and Martin, the locals are absolutely thrilled at having the F1 in Singapore. Back to you in the studio.
Thank you, Charlene. I had no idea what the local fellow was saying, but he certainly sounded excited, Martin. Here comes the red light. It's go, go, go!
And they're off! Alonso is in the lead, tearing down the East Coast Parkway and heading towards the Rocha exit. And bam, right into the Rocha exit jam.
Yes, this looks bad. That exit is filled with cars exiting to go to Suntec City and other parts of town. But the F1 drivers are not fazed. They have edged in front of aggressive taxi drivers and gotten themselves onto Beat Road. Look, Klein has cut the lane of a taxi driver, refusing to give him way. What skill!
At the speeds they are travelling, they are now at the YMCA about to speed into Orchard Road. One of the drivers slowing down. It's Nakajima and it looks like he has forgotten to insert his cash card into his IU unit.
That's gonna cost him some precious time. The rope pricing gantry in front of the Y going to Orchard Road can certainly catch you by surprise.
The cars are now on Orchard Road, braving the jams to get into the Central Expressway entrance near the Istana, home of the Singapore President.
And another bunch of drivers fumble again as they approach the road pricing gantry there. They must remember to leave their cards in the IU unit, Martin.
I see camera flashes and I don't think those are reporters, mate. That's a $10 fine right there and $70 if they don't pay on time. Now they're on the Central Expressway and it's another jam!
This one looks nasty, Martin. The expressway looks like a bloody parking lot. At this late hour too, what the hell? What are our drivers going to do?
Alonso has the answer. He's tearing down the CTE on the rock shoulder, mate. The lane reserved for breakdown vehicles. Surely that's a risk. Oh, Massa just got caught by a cop waiting at the shoulder for just this kind of thing.
But it's working for Alonso and his car is now in pole position after overtaking the auntie driving the 7-year-old Toyota Corolla. He's reaching 300 km/h as he approaches the Bradle exit.
I see another flash, Murray. I believe he just got snapped by a speeding camera. The sneaky bastards have run right before the Bradle exit.
Looks like quite a few of the cars are going to get fined, mate.
The cars are now at the Paya Lebar Road and it's a winding course. Most of the road has been changed for the Circle MRT line. Delayed to goodness knows when.
That's a tricky road, Paya Lebar. The lanes change so often. One moment there's a left curve, the next moment there's a right curve. What a challenge.
They're undeterred. The cars are rumbling over the metal sheets used to cover the holes opened for the train tunnel construction and heading towards their final destination, Tan Tock Seng Hospital via the Pan Island Expressway. There go their tires, I tell you.
They're now at the Tan Tock Seng Hospital car park entrance. Alonso is in the front, trying to get into the car park, notorious for its narrow and circular ramp. This car park must have been designed by a wanker, mate.
But they make it anyway, missing a few side skirts and a bit of the spoiler. It's Alonso for the finish!
Bravo! We now go to Charlene, our local base reporter, for some feedback from the street. Charlene?
Yes, Martin and Murray. I'm here with the car park attendant at Tan Tock Seng to find out his feelings about the F1 race tonight. Sir, what are your feelings about the F1 race tonight?
The road open already or not?
My ship going to over, I don't want to get caught in the jam. And I think just now the racing car cash card not enough money. Cannot go out our exit gantry there. And the wall, you see? So many scratch. Tomorrow I have to paint again.
You heard the man. The locals are absolutely thrilled at having the F1 here in Singapore. Back to you in the studio.
The Mr. Brown Show is brought to you by MrBrownShow.com. Go, go, go!